Hi there, this is Jen Verheeren of Cadence Coaching yet again. Welcome to Module 6 of the Performance Project. We've talked about ways to intercept the fear cycle at the level of the mind through mindset mastery and at the level of the emotions through developing emotional suppleness. Now it's time to talk about how to intercept the fear cycle at the level of the body. Before you can change or implement something, you must first understand it. In this session, I'm going to describe in basic terms some concepts concerning the function of the nervous system that relates to us as riders. But first, I'm going to provide you with some definitions that will give us a shared language and ultimately help you be able to take your performance skills and your ability to ride with confidence, presence, and connection to the next level. The autonomic nervous system is in charge of the functioning of the internal organs. It's autonomous, meaning that it acts independently from the brain's conscious control. It has two main branches or divisions, sympathetic and parasympathetic. The sympathetic branch increases alertness, energy, blood pressure, heart rate, and breathing rate. It prepares your body for intense physical activity and triggers what is often referred to as the fight or flight response. That's the sympathetic branch. The parasympathetic division or branch has almost the exact opposite effect. It triggers relaxation in your body and decreases alertness, blood pressure, and heart rate. It creates calm and supports digestion. It's associated with the rest and digest response. That's the parasympathetic branch. When these two branches are working well together, the sympathetic nervous system is activated when there's a perceived threat and your body will prepare to fight or flee. When the threat subsides, the parasympathetic nervous system kicks in and your physiological functions calm down and return to normal. As riders, it's important for us to understand how this works so we can more efficiently recover from spooks, bolts, or competition nerves. When your body gets stuck in either sympathetic activation or parasympathetic activation, things stop working as smoothly as they should. Hyperactivation of the nervous system is caused by ongoing stress. Cortisol is released into the bloodstream, and the fight or flight response in the body is sustained for longer than it should be. Anxiety, difficulty focusing, high emotionality, and shallow breathing are all signs of hyperactivation. This is what can happen when you're in the fear cycle too often for too long. Basically, your nervous system gets stuck in high gear. Hypoactivation of the nervous system is when your primary body functions slow down too much. It's associated with depression, delayed response time, emotional withdrawal, or shutting down. Hypoactivation can happen when the sympathetic nervous system is in high alert for an unsustainable period of time and then crashes. You might feel tired, sluggish, unmotivated. Symptoms can also include feeling lethargic, disorganized, or spacey. Basically, your nervous system is stuck in low gear. So it follows that optimal nervous system activation is when these two branches of the nervous system operate in harmony. Our nervous system is designed to deal with short moments of stress that threaten survival. The sympathetic fight or flight response is not supposed to last very long because the body can't sustain itself in that stressed state. When things are working well, the parasympathetic nervous system kicks in pretty quickly to calm things down following a perceived threat. The optimal functioning of the nervous system means that you have a functioning alarm system so that you can stay safe, but also a system that kicks in to return things to normal when the threat is over. In optimal activation, these two work together throughout the day. We get stressed and then we calm down. We get stressed and then we calm down. When these waves are happening regularly, we're able to get into the zone. We're able to engage socially and be connected to our environment. We're able to access our athletic abilities and be emotionally supple. We're able to access new experiences, able to listen to our intuition and learn. We're responsive to our environment and able to think clearly. And obviously, this is when our horses are the most confident and comfortable with us as well. The most common imbalance is hyperactivation of the sympathetic nervous system. When the body remains in a state of fight or flight, this can prevent you from being able to think clearly, focus, control your body, and engage authentically with other people. It can make it difficult to truly connect with your horse and ride with confidence. You might feel overly reactive to sound or movement when you're riding and more vulnerable to your inner critic voice. Horses are so sensitive that you can imagine how hyperactivation impacts them as well. People who come to me complaining of a lack of motivation and an inability to get energized and inspired by things that ordinarily fire them up are usually in hypoactivation mode. This means they were probably stressed or on for extended periods of time, and their nervous system has shut down out of self-preservation. This is common in riders who are high-powered and extremely ambitious, and in riders who deal with a high degree of fear, anxiety, or self-doubt. What I continue to learn is that it's not enough to just focus on mental skills. We also need to focus on our physiology. We need to learn to rev up when we're stuck in parasympathetic low gear and to rev down when we're stuck in sympathetic high gear. I recently had a client come to me wanting to get her anxiety under control so that she could ride with more confidence and have more fun competing. She'd read some sports psych books and she'd set her goals. She was trying all the things, using all the tools, but nothing was working. She continued to feel stressed and plagued by anxiety. As she was telling me about this, I realized that she was doing all the things, but not being. She was not slowing down, taking the time to let the exercises she was using sink into her body. All the tools which she was using are only effective if you allow yourself to experience them deeply enough that they impact your physiology. She was going through the motions, but not thoroughly enough to activate her parasympathetic nervous system and actually experience the revving down that she needed. Her nervous system was in hyperactivation, and she was going to need to address that in her body before the mindset work was going to make a difference. I had her do some of the strategies that I'm going to share with you in this module. I asked her to slow down and consider that it was not enough just to do the exercises. She needed to actually feel them. This is not easy if your nervous system has been stuck in high gear for a while. We needed to find ways to rev her nervous system down before she could fully leverage the mindset tools that she already had. She had to make her body a safe place to be before she could fully access her intellect and benefit from the other work. We tend to look for safety outside ourselves rather than learning to create it within. If you're constantly feeling like your emotions and experiences are bigger than what your body can hold, you want to increase your capacity by helping your nervous system to become more balanced. Your ability to intentionally regulate your nervous system increases its ability to handle more stress and stimuli. When your nervous system has an increased capacity to respond to and recover from stress, you'll feel more socially engaged, able to adapt to new things, and able to expand your comfort zone. You'll also be able to help your horse feel safe and build capacity for embracing instead of fleeing from new experiences. This is what it's all about.